Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
Even though Major League Baseball is preparing for the start of the World Series next Friday, I'm not thinking today about dramatic home runs, dominant pitching, who's hot and who's not, and all the drama associated with the Fall Classic. I'm thinking instead about Jose Ramirez, the elite star of the Cleveland Guardians, who once again won't be there. One day in the not-too-distant future, the 33-year-old Ramirez will retire from baseball, and the clock will start on his mandatory 5-year wait for election to baseball's Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. I say his election should be automatic in his first year of eligibility, but others aren't so sure, and that grinds my gears. Let me acknowledge my obvious bias. I'm a lifelong fan of the Cleveland Indians, now known as the Guardians, thanks to an egregious breach of common sense 3 years ago. The actual Guardians are a bunch of statues on a bridge not far from Progressive Field where the team plays. And I would bet there are people living in Parma or Shaker Heights or Euclid who were unaware of the connection. Even though Atlanta Braves fans' warlike chant should upset Native Americans just as much as Cleveland's Chief Wahoo caricature did, I'm moving on from the name change. Today's rant is not about the chief, it's about the boss. In Cleveland, Jose Ramirez is the man. What provoked my ire is a quote in a recent story about Ramirez on the internet, which sang the man's praises and recited his impressive career statistics, yet included this disclaimer. Ramirez has had an incredible career full of personal accolades, but a World Series title would likely cement his case for the Hall of Fame, end of quote. Likely? Here's a thought. If Jose Ramirez retired from baseball today with no World Series ring, his achievements are already Hall of Fame worthy. Regardless, we continue to see cautious comments suggesting that somehow he's not worthy. Not yet. Let's review the record. Ramirez just finished his second consecutive season with at least 30 homers, 30 doubles, and 40 stolen bases. He's only the second player in history to do that, and he's done it twice in his early 30s, an age when many players' power and speed begin to fade. Take out the doubles, and he's only the fourth player in the history of Major League Baseball with multiple seasons of 30 homers and 40 steals. The others are Bobby Bonds, who did it 4 times, Alfonso Soriano twice, and Barry Bonds twice. Not bad company. In his 13th Major League season, Ramirez became an All-Star for the 7th time and 5th in a row. He's in the 4th year of a 7-year, $141 million contract extension, the largest in franchise history. He could have commanded more elsewhere when he re-signed with Cleveland, but he likes the city. The city loves him back. 3 weeks ago, the city renamed a street in his honor, Jose Ramirez Way, adjacent to a new ballpark he funded in Cleveland's Latino community. If Bill Mazeroski's in the Hall of Fame for one golden moment, his World Series winning home run that beat the vaunted New York Yankees in 1960, Jose Ramirez should one day take his place in the Hall for a career filled with grand moments.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.